Do you want to find out what is millennials' average net worth? How the nation's largest working generation stacks up against the rest? Two economic recessions, a pandemic, and a crippling student loan crisis can definitely put a wrench in your wealth building journey. And for millennials, this is certainly the case. With the younger half of this generation just making its mark on the labor market and the older half entering its prime earning years, here's a look at how this group has grown and maintained wealth. Average net worth of millennials are classified. Let's just explain what does millennial means. Millennials are classified as those born between 1981 and 1996. The oldest members of this generation are in their early 40s, the youngest in their mid-20s. Many members of this generation are reaching their highest earning years, starting or already building families, businesses, and becoming homeowners. According to the Federal Reserve's 2019 survey of consumer finances, millennials have an average net worth between roughly $76,000 and $436,000. And according to a 2022 report, millennials have more than doubled their total net worth, reaching $9.38 trillion in the first quarter of 2022, up from $4.5 trillion 2 years prior. For me, this is something new to hear that an average of a net worth is actually $76,000 and $436,000. For me, I have heard $76,000, but not $436,000. I wonder if you also like in the same boat like me. Let me know in the comments. I would love to hear it. How does millennials' net worth compare to other generations? Let's find out. Compared to other generations, the average millennials' net worth only outpaces Gen Z. The average millennial under age 35 has a net worth of about $76,000. Those over age 35 stand at over $400,000. Members of Generation X have average net worth between $400,000 and $833,000. And older generations, include baby boomers and the silent generation, have average net worth of over $1 million. If you are interested to visualize what I'm actually saying, I've posted on Instagram the millennial average net worth for you to see by age exactly how much is the net worth by age before and after 35 and older. Millennials earn more money than any other generation at their age, but hold much lower wealth due to cost of living, outpacing wage increases. Also, with boomers, as they married young, there were often two wages earners in household, so net worth increased. Millennials are often living on one salary, as they might not marry young or marry at all. So what has shaped millennials' net worth and financial future? For many millennials, the path to building wealth hasn't been without its challenges: a rising inflation rate, higher cost of living, and multiple economic downturns have made it a bit more challenging for members of this generation to grow their net worths. Staggering student loans debt has made it difficult for this generation to build wealth. College is significantly more expensive than it used to be, and millennials' wallets have felt the burn. In fact, college tuition has increased by 1,375% since 1978, more than four times the rate of overall inflation, according to a study by Georgetown University. While Gen Z holds the title for carrying the most student loan debt of any generation, a similar percentage of Gen Zers and millennials carry student loans balances over $50,000. Steep student loan balances have made many members of the millennial generation delay or completely write off important wealth-building milestones like saving for retirement or home ownership. Data from Bankrate shows that 68% of millennials who took on student loan debt for their higher education delayed a major financial decision as a result of their debt. That's higher than it has been for older generations. About 54% of Gen X and 42% of Boomer borrowers said they have delayed a major financial decision due to their student loan debt. Millennials have endured two financial recessions in their lifetimes. Millennials lived through two recessions before the age of 40 that significantly influenced their job prospects, earning opportunities, and ability to pay down debt. Entering the workforce during one of the most challenging job markets. For millennials between the ages of 16 to 24 during the 2007 to 2009 recession, their unemployment rate hit a high of 19% compared to a high compared to a high 7 to 9% of older generations. The COVID-19 pandemic set this generation back as well, considerably depleting wealth that was built by this generation during its recovery period. According to the same Georgetown University study, 38% of millennials received or sought financial help or assistance during the pandemic, and 35% reported having spent their savings or delayed savings paying off debt. Wages have not kept pace with the cost of living. According to data from the U.S. Census Bureau, the median millennial's household pre-tax income was $71,566 in 2020, and many workers across all generations report that they are not earning enough. Two-thirds of American workers report that their salaries are not keeping pace with inflation, and the percentage of employees considering quitting a job is at a four-year high, according to a new CNBC survey in partnership with Momentive. Three ways millennials can grow their net worth. Experts say that there are ways members of this generation can get back on track and build their net worths. Make a plan to pay down student debt. Student loans debt can be a massive liability that drags down your net worth unless you make a plan to consistently chip away at your debt. Debt repayment strategies like the snowball or avalanche method can help you get a better understanding of your loans, interest rates, and how to best tackle your debt according to your income and repayment style. Secure adequate insurance coverage. Insurance is a safety net that protects your finances and most important assets when the unexpected happens, making sure that you have enough coverage to protect all of your assets is key to maintaining a strong net worth. There could be significant setbacks to your future if you lose your ability to earn income in these years from a disability or the death of your spouse. If you have children, come up with a plan for education costs if that's important to you. Your insurance plan must be solid. Don't slack on your retirement savings. Don't leave any money for retirement on the table. Maxing out your employer-sponsored retirement account so that you can benefit from any contributing matches your employer may provide. In addition to maxing out that match, saving consistently over time is essential, no matter what the market does. For Gen Z and millennials, market swings can actually be a good thing. By making regular contributions to their investments and retirement accounts, they are making these fluctuations work to their benefit. A recession can actually be a great buying opportunity. I would really want to know if you are a millennial. That means if you are born between 1981 and 1996, I would love to know your age. And if that is true, that your income is between $76,000 if you are a living in one income, or if you are earning more than $400,000 if you are living in a two-income household. Let me know in the comments, and also check the visual post that I actually posted on Instagram. It is called Sarah Yusupov 10X, and I would love to read your comments there as well. Got a question and want me to answer it? Tweet Let's Talk Careers with Sarah with your question and I will answer it on my next episode. Become a candidate chat room member today at patreon.com/SarahYusupov. Get exclusive access to downloadable scripts, templates, ebooks, logs, downloads. Get your resume reviewed at no cost. Private Facebook group for members only for weekly coaching. Want to be featured on my next episode? Tweet to Writing 2015, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, that you would like to be my next guest on the show.